Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Kanan Nidor, journalist for the Jewish National Syndicate and also correspondent for Chai FM. Kanan, welcome to the show, and it's great to be chatting to you once again. Welcome to the Morning Mayhem.
Hi. Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, great to have you on board, always on Chai FM, Kanan. Let me begin with this headline in the Times of Israel. Hostages Forum demands Haredi Yeshiva quit cynical use of movement's symbols. The organization seeks an apology and damages. Take us through this. What exactly is transpiring here?
Well, basically, since the return of the living hostages, at least, the holy status that the hostages issue had had in Israel before they returned kind of dissipated. It went away and gave way to a rather ugly fight for branding, really, because the hostages forum with that, you know, everybody knows it. It's, at least in the Jewish world, that yellow ribbon. You know, it's a powerful symbol. It was consensus in a time without consensus. And now the Haredis are saying, you know, we're hostages too. Or not the Haredis, but the ones who are fighting against conscription. Right. We're hostages too. We're being abducted. You know, any draft dodger that's given a hard time is really also a hostage. In their publications, they're using this symbol. And by the way, they're not the only ones. Also here in Israel, there were a lot of junction blockages during demonstrations, really more to do with protests than hostages, some would say. And then the other stuff from the left wing against Netanyahu, so major junctions were blocked for hours at a time. And now a right-wing protester started blocking major junctions and saying, well, I'm doing it for the hostages. How are you doing it for the hostages? Well, how are you doing it for the hostages? That's kind of the debate that evolved. And now with the fight over the conscription that the Haredis are mounting, they also incorporated that symbol. And the Hostages Forum is saying, stop it, knock it off. How much traction does the Hostages Forum have now that the hostages are back remains to be seen. There hasn't really been a public outcry. Yes, they protested, but that's not the main issue in this Haredi, in the fight between Haredim who don't want to enlist and the ones who demand they do.
Kanan, is there any indication that yesterday can still spill over into today? Is there any sign of any continuation regarding protests of this nature?
Whenever you have a Haredi protest of this magnitude, there's always some spillover because we talked about this in the previous show. The authority, the central authority of the rabbis in the Haredi world is breaking apart. And you have radicals, we think of the leadership as radical, but they have their own radicals, and they don't always listen to the rabbis. That said, major disruptions, like indeed junctions that are being blocked, or fires on the Ayalon Highway, probably not going to happen, because without the approval, without the consent of the top rabbis, you don't have the numbers for such a disruption.
Earlier on in the show, Kanan, when I introduced, you know, what subjects we'll be broaching on this morning's Mayhem show, I put it out there that given these activities going on internally within Israel, we have Israel now having to deal with the conflicts and confrontations on many fronts at the moment, besides, you know, not having much support from the global community and, you know, being the bad boy, the global bad boy, so to speak. And with all this materializing at the moment, what impact is this really having on Israeli society? And considering, I mean, of all times, there should be some cohesiveness, some binding together, some morale, some getting together, given, you know, what Israel is facing right now. How is all this impacting on the situation right now from your perspective?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but many of us, most of us probably here in Israel, we don't know how much we are hated. because not everyone's living on Twitter, you know, on X. But the ones who are, like us, journalists, they see it, but it's not really apparent to the to just the rank and file Israeli. But you do see it, for example, in the way that holiday destinations have changed. You know, Amsterdam off the menu, more flights to Greece, somewhere near, somewhere friendlier. But in terms of unity and how this engenders unity, we discussed on the last show how the World Zionist Organization was a congress, was a rare island. Well, that also went up in flames yesterday, Wednesday, when really yesterday, when it turned out that Yair Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu's son, was nominated for a top position within the World Zionist Organization.
Yeah.
And the talks, the votes on the final resolution, on the power-sharing deal, on how to spend the $1 billion budget of that organization, that all fell apart. It's been postponed officially for 2 weeks, but you saw consensus giving way even there. Among the people who do know, who do understand thoroughly the isolated pariah position we find ourselves in. So while it's not felt on the everyday level, it's also, and that's a good thing here in Israel,
right,
it's also not really, it's not really put people on notice on the need for unity and a united front.
I take it now, has any members of the leadership said anything? Have there been any utterances to that effect so far from what you've gathered?
The WZO?
Well, internally with Israel, the Israeli government, within Israel. Based on what I mentioned earlier on, given how this could impact on morale and Israel's contention with what it's contending with right now, has anybody, have there been any voices emanating from Israel regarding concerns regarding this?
About the Israel's isolation is, of course, a very worrisome issue, but you have, the government has every interest to mitigate, to really dwarf the issue and to highlight our alliances with the United States, with the Mediterranean states of Cyprus and Greece. And any sign of isolation is met with holy fury by the government, quite rightly, many would say. So there isn't this. If the question is whether we have we had a grown up in charge sit us down and tell us, listen, the isolation is jeopardizing the entire project. We've got to stop quibbling. We've got to stop the fighting. We haven't seen that voice so far.
Indeed. We're going to have to leave it there. Kanan, it's been great chatting to you once again. And thank you so much for joining us on this morning's show. And take care and everything of the best to you, Kanan. Kanan Lidor, journalist for the Jewish and National Syndicate, and also correspondent for Chai FM.